Good evening, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And this news update is brought to you by AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team, proudly serving the Thumb region. Switch to better internet from your local provider, AVS Broadband, and look to the Tech Team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business. A Huron County man is headed to sentencing after entering a no-contest plea in circuit court today. Kyle Lee Marks appeared before Judge Brill, representing by attorney Mike Michelle Arciev, to answer to a charge of assault with intent to do great bodily harm by strangulation. The plea includes a stipulated sentencing guideline range of 10 to 34 months as a habitual second offender. During the hearing, the court established a factual basis for the plea, referencing an incident report that described the victim being dragged by her feet and choked until she could not breathe. While the defense requested the removal of Marks' GPS monitoring device, citing financial hardship, the court denied the request, noting the violent nature of the offense. Marks is scheduled for sentencing on August 31st at 9 a.m. And Huron County man is headed to jail after violating his bond conditions. Christopher Allen Smith appeared in circuit court today for a motion to revoke his bond. Judge Brill found Smith violated court orders by repeatedly missing mandatory drug and alcohol tests. The prosecution noted a pattern of missed appointments throughout May and June, alongside previous positive test results. Smith's attorney argued that he is now employed at Hungry Howie's and has resolved previous transportation issues that hindered his compliance. The judge held Smith in contempt of court, ordered a $200 fine, and a 7 days in a county jail. The court granted work release, requiring Smith to report to the jail by 10:30 Monday evening, June 22nd. When we come back from this AVS Tech Team sponsor message, we'll continue with your local news.
Depend on the AVS Tech Team to keep your data safe. If your home computer or business server fails, what important data is at risk? With data retention solutions from the Tech Team, your information is always protected and always accessible. These solutions safeguard important files from hardware failure, human error, or even natural disasters like fire and flood, so you don't have to worry about losing what matters most. Backed by professional local support, the Tech Team provides automatic, secure off-site storage with no extra equipment needed, making it simple and hassle-free to keep your data safe. Whether it's personal files, business documents, or critical records, they make sure everything is protected and easy to access when you need it. Keep your peace of mind at an affordable price. To learn more, contact the AVS Tech Team at 888-282-4943 or visit them in Pigeon or Sandusky to see how data retention solutions can protect you and your information.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Once again, my name is John Curdy, continuing with our local news. A recall election has officially been called in Elmwood Township after the Tuscola County Clerk determined that petitions seeking the removal of two local elected officials contained enough valid signatures to move forward. According to the declaration issued by Tuscola County Clerk Jody Fetting, recall efforts targeting Township Supervisor Christopher Graff and Township Treasurer Cheryl Kilbaum have met the legal requirements under Michigan law. The petitions were filed on January 12th by recall sponsor Kirk Mica and were subsequently reviewed by the county clerk's office. With the petitions deemed sufficient, voters in Elmwood Township will decide whether to retain or remove Graff and Kilbaum from office during a recall election scheduled for November 3rd, 2026. Both officials currently serve as Republicans in their respective township positions. The declaration confirming the recall election was signed by the Tuscola County Clerk on June 22nd, 2026, being today.
I'm Tony Goldwyn. As an actor and a director, I attend a lot of screenings, but there's one that's different. It's important, and it could save your life. A lung cancer screening. You know, I lost my mom to lung cancer when she was just 68 years old. That's Jennifer. Screenings help diagnose lung cancer early when it's most treatable, even curable. A quick low-dose CT scan is all it takes. GoTo for Lung Cancer is your go-to. Visit goto.org.
For the complete news stories, weather obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team. Proudly serving the Thumb region, switch to better internet from your local provider, AVS Broadband, and look to the Tech Team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business.